Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblu with Don Trentum, head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. As they get set for, they're going to finish with a lot of games at home. They've got four straight games to finish the regular season here at home, but coming off a very tough road trip at Seattle Pacific in Western Washington. Don, we talked about it before the trip. I know the girls were excited about it. You were excited about it. Obviously not the results you were looking for, but I'll just leave it up to you. Tell us just in general how the girls played on, again, what was arguably your toughest road trip of the year?
I thought we played well in a half of each game. I thought the SPU game, the first half, we were right there with them. Actually outshot them in the first half. Corners were even. Just a pretty back-and-forth game. Second half came out, made a few mistakes that cost us some goals and kind of put the game out of reach against a very good SPU team. Saturday came out, gave up a very bad goal in the first 8 minutes, one that you can't give up on the road against a good team, and got down 1-0, competed the rest of the half and gave up two late goals right before halftime. And then second half, we're right there with them. But, down 3-0 at half, tough to come back against a good team on the road. So, disappointed, I think, overall. I think the players and the coaches disappointed in the fact that I don't think the scores are indicative of the way we played. I thought we played a lot better than what the scores showed. But bottom line is we got beat 4-0 and 3-0, and those are the two best teams in the conference. And if we want to win the conference, we got to do better than that.
We've talked about it before, again, keep harkering back to the fact that you're a young team, and I suspect one of the issues with having a fairly young team is consistency and trying to get that. And that's something you've probably battled a little bit all year, I suspect.
Yeah, a little bit. I think right now what we're battling is we're giving up a lot of goals and we're not scoring any goals. And that's, to me, since the game against Rocky Mountain College, what was that, maybe 3 games ago when we won 4-0, we really haven't had a good performance offensively or defensively in the game. And I think that kind of shows that we've lost 3 games in a row. In terms of the consistency with the young team, yeah, I think, it might have something to do with it. But they're still playing good out there. They're playing hard. The upper class are playing hard. They're playing good. It's just, we've kind of fell on some tough times right now. And that's okay, though. That happens. And we talk about our team being a family, our program being a family. And during these times, that's when you got to stick together and fight through the adversity and come out of it.
Talk about that, what they're doing to come out of this 3-game losing streak when we come back with the second part of the Coach's Show with Don Trentum.
Johnson drops back. He's in the pocket. He's man number 58. Came out of nowhere. What a sack. They heard that hit clear up on the high line. Looks like Johnson's down. He's grabbing his knee. Trainers are coming out to the field. Yeah, looks like he's done.
The risk of injury is part of any sport. When injuries happen, turn to the doctors at AMP. AMP doctors are the leading experts in sports medicine and are committed to keeping athletes safe and getting them back into the game. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Learn more at ampmontana.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Don Trentum, coming off two consecutive losses at Seattle Pacific and Western Washington. And again, before that, a disappointing loss to Carroll College. A match, you know, in all fairness, that game at home was the one that I got to see. A game that really was dominated by your team, only to lose 2-1. But you did bring up an interesting point. You've lost three games in a row. And the one thing we haven't really seen this year, and I think it's been probably indicative of how tough your schedule has been, we haven't seen a lot of, you know, incredible winning streaks on the part of your team. But on the flip side, we haven't seen the other side of it either, where you've had to deal with, you know, a lot of, you know, consecutive losses and what have you. Talk about the psyche of the team right now, because that's always an issue when you're coming off three losses.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a great challenge for us right now, because, you know, this is the first time we've lost more than one game in a row. And so we're figuring out how the players are dealing with that, how we're going to deal with that as coaches. And, you know, bottom line, I think, it's, as I spoke earlier, you know, we're a family. We've got to stick together, and there's always going to be adversity, whether it's on the soccer field, whether it's in life, and it's how you deal with it. The way we're kind of choosing to deal with it is, you know, the best way I think you can, and that's build everybody up, be positive with each other, know that we're good players, we're a good team, and that we've just fallen upon some tough times right now, and look at the opportunity ahead of us. We're still able to accomplish some of the goals that we want to do, and that's we wanted to win a minimum of 12 games this year. We've got four games left. We have 8 wins on the season right now, and we feel that we can win all 4 games that are left on our schedule. We're wanting to be top 3 in the GNAC. We're right there. I think we're sitting in 4th place behind St. Martin's, but they have a game in hand. So, you know, I think it's just kind of working and building each other up and being as positive as you can and getting through the tough times.
You brought up a real interesting point earlier when we were talking about, which I thought was really sort of opened my eyes a little bit. We talked, you know, way back when we first started doing the coaches show this year about how this team was going to be a little bit more offensive oriented, but not at the expense of the defense. And you talked a lot about how the defense would lead to your offense. And I think we've seen that several times this year where, you know, a nice defensive stop and then all of a sudden it starts a nice run on the part of your team offensively and you get a goal on the other end. Is that something that's been missing as of late?
Yeah, I just think it's all been missing, you know, and to be fair, I mean, we did go play two very, very, very good teams on the road. I think if you looked at our schedule at the beginning of the year and you said, wow, you got to go play Seattle Pacific and Western Washington, if any team looked at that and said they had to go do that in the same week on the same road trip, that's a difficult challenge. And, you know, we took some bright spots away from that. There were some good things about it. You know, but I just think it's all missing right now. We're, you know, the defense isn't performing, the offense isn't performing, and that's probably has to do with a little bit of confidence on both ends, and that's why we're working on building everything up, because it's there. We've seen it, I've seen it, they've seen it, and you know, it's just an opportunity to try and get out of it. That's all I can say really about that.
And we take a look at it too. You got 4 games remaining here in the regular season. All of them are at home. We've talked about the past that certainly being at home hasn't been a guarantee that you were going to win. But nonetheless, again, when you take a look at your schedule at the start of the year and you take a look at it, 4 games, you know, at home to end the season, again, there is reason to be optimistic.
I think so, and I think we're going to this is a tough place to play. I know the results for us at home haven't been the best, but we can be very good at home. It's usually really tough for teams to come in here late in the season and get results. I mean, the weather here, you know, we're certainly a little bit more used to it than other teams. So we're going to use that to our advantage and know that we have 4 teams on our schedule left that we feel that we can beat. And, you know, it's nice to be at home, sleeping in our own beds, and particularly what a lot of people.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the third part of the Coach's Show. Ken Adeblu along with Don Trent, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. Coming up this week as part of a doubleheader with the men's team. I always love those doubleheaders. Coming up this Thursday, the men play at 12:30, and then you follow up at around 3 o'clock here at Yellow Jacket Field against St. Martin's. And then Saturday, a 12:30 p.m. game you have against Western Oregon. Talk about these two opponents. At least at this point of the season, the mystery's pretty much gone. You've already seen these two teams. What can you tell us about these two squads?
I think you can expect two good teams. As always, any GNAC game is going to be a good one. We had a really good road trip early in the season against both these teams. We'll talk about St. Martin's first. We managed to go to their place, jump out with an early goal in the first 10 minutes of the game, and got a couple second-half goals to make it 3-0. And they put up a great fight. I think they came back with two goals, and we're really knocking on our door for a third goal. And we managed to get out there with the 3-2 win. But very, very good game. They're a well-coached team. They fight. They battle. So I think you can expect a really good game. St. Martin's and us, last year we went to overtime with them twice. We won 3-2 this year, so I think you're going to get a good game out of that. Western Oregon, again, that's a team that in our first 2 years, we've split with each of the years. We won a very good game over there in double overtime, I believe, 2-1, a game that was pretty even as well. So I think this week we're going to be tested at home, and we're going to have two teams that we beat early in the season that I'm sure are going to want to come over here and find a way to beat us. So it doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get any easier, but that's why these players signed on to come to MSUB to play in a conference like this, so they could play good games week in and week out.
We've already talked about the things that haven't really been going well for this team the last three games. What sort of things are you really sort of working on this week without obviously giving away any secrets? I suppose everybody works on a lot of the same things this time of year, but what sort of things are you really trying to shore up as you end up the regular season over these next four matches?
Well, I think one of the big things that we talked about right when we got back is just, like we said, just staying positive, knowing we're a good team. Yesterday came out here and just got back into some competitiveness. Anytime you're on a three-game skid, some players can kind of lose some confidence. So yesterday, just coming out here and having a little bit of fun, just playing, getting competitive and getting back into it. And, some other things that we need before the weekend, I think, is just, obviously defensively giving up a lot of goals back there. And I think part of the problem with that is, as you talked about earlier, our defense isn't turning their plays into offense. This past week, I felt we just kind of kicked the ball out a lot and just tried to get it out of our end instead of trying to play out of the back. So definitely talking about playing out of the back. And then up front, just finding a way to keep getting better up there and creating chances and putting the ball in the back of the net. So I think just playing out of the back, turning our defense into offense, and then when we do get around the goal, trying to find ways to get the ball in the back of the net.
Don Trenum, head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. Again, coming up Thursday at 3 o'clock, that'll follow a 12:30 men's game against St. Martin's. And then also coming up this Saturday against Western Oregon at 12:30. And that, again, is also part of a doubleheader with the men as they'll take on Western Washington at 3 o'clock. So a lot to look forward to this weekend for Yellow Jacket soccer fans. Coach Don Trenum, thank you so much, and best of luck to you this week.
Thanks, Ken.
In the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.